Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone, wherever you are in the world. Today is a special day for me because it's new moon and it's our time to pray for peace all over the world. And tonight we will be joined by two great couples and the great Corellian, who is really industrious enough and sharing the wisdom of the gods and the goddess. And we will be joined by Sir Eric Aber and our dearly beloved Reverend Sir Arlene Pride. Did I pronounce it?
That's okay. Yes, okay. The second time you did.
Yeah. So Arlene Fried and Eric Aber.
That's it. That's the pronunciation, no? So how are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you very much, Rolando. Oh,
yes, very much. So great to see you again, Rolando. And it's great. The reminder of when I got to see you in Chicago at the Parliament of the World's Religions. And my sweetie Arlene was the one who took the photograph of you and Lord Don having that hug the first time you met.
Wow, thank you for that. Thank you for that. At least I have
It's my favorite moment. It's my favorite moment and favorite photograph of the Parliament.
Yes, actually it was really great, and I was very thankful because I have a real evidence captured, no, to show Filipino here that I embrace Lord Don, and I was there. And thank you very much, because it's not only during the Corellian Parliament or the lustration, the Parliament of World Religion. I believe Reverend Eric, we have met here also during the telethon.
And yes, we worked together on the telethon. I remember.
And you assisted me broadcasting, no, for technical, and I am so amazed. But anyway, so speaking about that, I would ask before we pray, let our viewers know about you, no? So let us introduce. So Sir Eric and Sir Arlene, if people will recognize, I even call Sir Arlene as Sir and Sir Eric as Sir. How do you get that title as Sir?
Well, members of the Holy Order of Paladins in the Corellian tradition are given the appellate Sir, which is S-E-R, a gender neutral honorific.
Indeed, because if people will notice, even me, no, I am also carrying that honorary title Sir, because all of us are part of the Holy Order of Paladin, which is a knight of the Corellian tradition, or knighthood of the Corellian tradition. So at least people have known that all of us, me, I gained the title because I was awarded by the Corellian tradition the honorary award of the Order of Selu, which recognized me in doing the peace weaving. So together on this track, we are with our founder, Reverend Sir Terry Helton Ott, and the not Corellian Lady Selena Fox was also on this holy order. By the way, both of you are from New York?
Yes, New York City.
So before, how did you get to become a Corellian tradition?
Well,
would you like to?
Yeah, why don't you start? Because chronologically, Arlene was first.
I started very shortly after they began their website for the witch school. I was one of the early students in, I think it was, 2005? I found it through there, and I bought one of the coveted lifetime memberships for witch school. Wow. At that time, it was $29. So I was like, really? I grabbed it. Wow. At the time, there wasn't that many classes on the website compared to what they have now. There are hundreds of classes now. And I went away from the tradition for a while. I never was officially with the tradition because back then they didn't have a program like this where you could meet everybody and gather together. That came much, much later, and that came recently. Well, a member of our family,
yeah, a member of our family.
A member of our family, yeah, was interested in witchcraft. And I said, well, let's try this. It doesn't cost anything to do the first degree. And I had already passed the first degree, but I never went further. And I had to go, you know, I had to kind of retake it in a way because it was over 20 years since I have done that class. But I had been traveling around with other traditions. And we started that, and I convinced Eric to take the class along with us. And we started a little study group, and we eventually started a study group called the Eternal Love Study Group. And that study group is now a Witten Shrine for New York. It's basically for New York City because there is none in New York City. There are no temples. We're still in the process of it. And for those of you who are listening, if you're in New York City, we would love to have you. I also am the head of the Order of the Jew Witches. And still, you know, it's still developing. And I'm looking into possibly learning more about the actual goddesses of the Jewish tradition that were done with the ancient religions. Because I was listening to a podcast recently that talked about look into gods and goddesses of your own heritage. And I just, you know, Hecate has been my goddess for a long time, for many years. But I'm curious about the goddesses of my tradition. So those are in particular Asherah, which I'm just learning about, or Asherah. There are a few different pronunciations.
And I've heard, there is also the name Shekhinah.
Yeah, the Shekhinah is a feminine term for the aura of God, essentially. Oh. So if you look at a rainbow, that said you are looking at God's Shekhinah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Very early Judaism was polytheistic. There was a masculine and a feminine aspect of divinity, even at the very early Judaism. However, monotheism took over, and
thanks to the men. History,
thanks to the men. And that's what we have today is, you know, the Abrahamic religions is a monotheistic religion because politics.
Yeah. Actually, I am so very happy. I'm so very glad that you are doing this to have an order of Jewish witch because it's part of peace weaving, no? And if you will notice my work on social media, I was like that because I said, yeah, before I went to the Corellian tradition, I usually am a Christian. And before embracing Wicca and magic, I used to know different Western goddesses. But I said to myself, wait, I'm a Filipino. And I believe as a Filipino, we have our own deities. We have our own gods and goddesses. And why not? I introduce them to the whole world. And that's a part of reconnecting, of giving piece of myself to my own bloodline, to my own lineage. And I believe it was so, I will really support your effort because that is also a peace weaving. You are giving peace to your own culture, to your own heritage, and to your tradition. And yeah,
And Reverend Rolando, by the way, the Karelian nativist tradition is about indigenous religion from the beginning. And of course, it was North American religion because that's the founders were North American. But I believe what you are doing and what you're giving to the world is exactly in alignment with the vision of a nativist tradition. So I honor you for that.
And thank you very much. And that's also the same thing, no? All of us, actually, as I'm working with my mission, no? I've seen people are disconnected and they think, oh, I'm not indigenous, I'm an urbanized, I'm a city boy and everything. But they forgot that each one of us, whether we are born in the United States or somewhere else, there is still a native in identity that is engraved in our mind, in our heart, and in our soul. And
even ethnic whites, Europeans, we have indigenous religions that go back to that predate Judeo-Christianity, that even as people of European descent can look at the Celts, for me, the Hellenics, the Greeks. Hakate was mentioned earlier. Arlene and I worked together, I have worked together a few times as Zeus and Hera. And that's a beautiful, we have a lot of fun with that, and because we play off each other and things like that. So that's a beautiful thing to do. I'm not Greek in any way, shape, or form. I am actually French on my father's side and Romanian on my mother's side. So there are indigenous religions that predate Judeo-Christianity that are for me too. Because the Celts actually came from the mainland, from the continent, European continent. So they were originally French.
True.
But the last surviving Celts are in Ireland and Scotland of the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. It was so nice to know. No, this moment is very, very significant to me. I am so happy, and I really loved you before, and now I am loving you more, both of you, for doing all of these things. I really looking forward that someday I could see you again. No, I will make a point that I will come to. Please invite me to New York so that I will have a reason to go there. Yeah, although
Rolando,
I will be there.
My brother Rolando, come to New York.
I will visit you in New York, and I want to see the Coney Island, I think. Or no, the Shine first, the Wheaton Shine of
yes,
the Eternal
Nathan's.
Love.
Oops, I don't know if you can see it, but there's Nathan's.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we had for dinner.
And I would like to taste that, Nathan's. Oh, anyway, oh, this is so amazing. No, I didn't know that you have this deep, deep, deep connection on the nativist tradition. Not just because we are from the nativist tradition, but you are embracing your native tradition. I think people around the world should know about this, no? That each one of us has our own identity and unique. And from
or
that
combination.
Yes, or combination. Actually, yeah. This is what we are working out now, because Filipino, it was given to us by our colonizer. But our blood lineages are already mixed up, no? It's almost no identity at all. But you know, when I had a student, which is a French student that came here, he said to me, "Now we are so blessed because we still remember who we are compared to the French people." Actually, yeah, there are only some, but they said na parang because of the long history of revolution and bloodshed, people parang get numb when talking to spirituality, and they want to because of the Muslim invaders, Christian invaders of that. Now they are traumatized. That's why another work that we need to do is to heal those past trauma, ancestral traumas that happen to each country, because if we don't heal them, no, it will continue to happen everywhere. So our role as peace weaver is very important in praying or on healing for them. No, we could not heal them by giving them Tylenol, Advil or whatever, because we could not heal the land with that, no? So the only prayer that our land could accept is the spiritual gift of prayer by changing the mind of the people. We could not change directly or become like this, no? But we communicate with their soul through the prayer. So even though, yeah, people will disregard the power of prayer, but it still works. Even one person, but how much more if the whole order together pray together and wish to the goddess and the god of all religion that we could have real peace, so that our land will be healed and it will have peace, and by having peace it will also have prosperity.
In so, in that regards, I would like to do a land acknowledgement that here in Coney Island, this was the land of the people of the Lenni Lenape. And in fact, Coney Island was because it was all these kinds of rabbits.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what Coney Island means, is Coney is rabbits.
In Dutch.
In Dutch.
Oh, in Dutch. Yeah. Well, in Dutch.
Because the Dutch took, the Dutch, quote unquote, founded Brooklyn.
Oh, that is so interesting. Huh? So
yeah, Brooklyn is actually Dutch.
Okay.
Brooklyn is the original pronunciation.
Yeah.
So it means there are many rabbits there because it's almost Ostara, the Easter season, right?
Yes.
So I have another, actually, I am seeing your work right now and I am so amazed because you are sharing. First is the Corellian alphabet, and Sir Arlene is the five mystic secrets. What motivates you in sharing that? First is Sir Arlene.
The reason I started sharing the five mystic secrets is at the time, Rev Didi, she had, was it Didi or Autumn?
Lady Autumn or Reverend Didi? You know, we were inspired by...
Right. I started sharing because of that. There was an incident where, I don't remember who it was, somebody had posted about prayer in the public schools within one of the states.
Mm-hmm.
And one of I don't remember if it was Autumn or Didi had responded, separation of church. It was Rev Autumn. Separation of church and state, that we have that within the schools. And this one pastor
mm-hmm.
had responded that there was, that only Christians should be teaching children. Yeah, exactly.
I remembered that.
Yes. Right. And that's what started it. And we did, and Reverend Mary Hawk did a show about that and invited him on. And we then had a meeting as to what we can do about it. And that's why I started sharing the five mystic secrets. The five mystic secrets, for those who don't know, were created in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was in charge, was the president. And he was there to try to create the same thing that they're working on now, to force America, the United States, to become a Christian nation. And they worked with Jerry Falwell and all sorts of other evangelical Christians who were on the television. And that's what, and it was Lady Bitterwind who created this booklet called The Five Mystic Secrets that we use today. And I'm sharing it bit by bit, little excerpts of it, to show and to respond to that particular thing, that there is, that right now we don't believe that that should be, that should not happen.
Yeah.
This country was not founded on Christian values, but values that were in fact to get away from the evangelical type of religions and to be our own country where we were a combination of all religions.
In fact, our democracy, the very structure of our democracy is Iroquois. It's Native American. It's Indian. It's American Indian. Thomas Jefferson got the structure from the natives.
Oh.
And there are those who believe that we were established as a Christian nation and we need to return to that. So Five Mystic Secrets was written specifically to tell Christians who we are.
Indeed. So it was a very great thank you to the ancestor, especially to Elizabeth Greenwood or Lady Labeda, which is the mother
yes.
of Dawn. Yeah.
No, yes, for, Lady Labeda.
For standing up for us and giving us this, the Five Mystic Secrets, which is, I really love, no? It became a foundational source of inspiration to me and become my principle, such as Lady Labeda said na, we are not on a hurry, each one of us in a journey. So it doesn't mean if you come late, we are there to wait for you. Para just take your time. And the purpose of living our spirituality, our life, is to enjoy. There might be obstacle, but the obstacle, we will surpass that if we keep moving. So it's very nice, no? And then what I also love, no, like what I've said before we go live or we go on recording, is the sharing of the Korean alphabet. Since I am a Filipino, non-native English speaker, it's hard for me to understand those many, many alphabets. I know just A as A, but there are many kinds of A. And what motivates you, Sir Eric, on sharing the Korean alphabet and specifying those pronunciations?
Well, I personally have always been fascinated with alphabets, with letters. And I first, when I came across the Corellian alphabet in my studies from witchschool.com, I fell in love with it. And because I know technically how to make a font for a computer, I said, that's what we needed. So I worked with Lord Don to make sure that I converted his handwritten stuff to computer ease, so to speak. So, you know, to make it into the fashion that technology could produce it. And so I made the font. And then when, at the same time, when Arlene wanted to do Five Mystic Secrets, I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, what can I contribute to remind people of who and what we are and what we do and what we mean and our values? And yes, it's to everybody, but it's also to remind us internally as well. So the internal and external message, it's meant for both audiences. And now I'm also doing the virtues, the nine virtues, which of course is from your website.
Yeah.
I took the words from your website because you did such a great job expanding upon just the one or two, the sentence, you know, you have a virtue and then you had a sentence. You expounded upon it, not so I put it into a nice, pretty graphic and sharing it out. I also want to say that the Five Mystic Secrets is available through CorellianPublishing.com, and it comes in the book. You get it. It comes in English, Spanish, Greek, French, Portuguese, German, Swedish, and Dutch, all in a hardback.
And actually, I was given an assignment to translate it in Filipino, but soon I will I will add it up to the five mystic secrets together with Lord Blue of Davao City. So we are going to work together and translate it in Filipino and in Davao, in Visaya. No? Although,
Filipino and Tagalog, are those two separate languages?
Yeah, the Tagalog and Visaya. Tagalog and Visaya are two separate, but both of them are Filipino. No? Although at the same time, the five mystic secrets, the Corellian nine virtue is a lesson on third degree, but it has been expounded on the common book of Wicca and witchcraft, which also can be found on the Corellian publishing. No? So before we get the free PDF, it was a long time ago. I don't know where I put it, but please get a copy of it at the Corellian Publishing. No? The Corellian Publishing. So that's it. No, it was so nice that our activity.
It seems to be available as a class on witchschool.com.
Oh, yes. It is also a class. No,
it's one of the free classes on witchschool.com. So.
That's right. So, yeah. Please kindly everyone to check our website, thecorellian.com, and we have our seminary, which you could find at thewitchschool.com. No? And most of the time, we are here at social media on Facebook. Find the Corellian Tradition Membership Hub and become part of us. Of course, as a Peace Weaver, we also have our order group in Facebook, which is the Interfaith Order of Peace Weaver. So with that, I would like everyone to invite to pray for peace as we are being led by Reverend Arlene and Reverend Eric Eber. So let us pray. Divine Parents, source of all that is, we request the honor of your presence in our magical circle of prayer for peace,
where we openly share the peace within ourselves, with our world and our planet. May we also recognize the need to open ourselves to the peace that exists and radiates from you, our divine source.
There is peace in the universe. Our awareness is drawn to it. We know that it is your gift to us.
We recognize that our prayers and magical energies work to enhance the peace that is, and that as we pray, we continue to strengthen the naturally existing web of peace that embraces our world and our plane.
We pray that all beings will reawaken to this naturally occurring peace that resonates from all that is. It is the breath and essence of our divine Lord and Lady. It is the spark of life and love that resides in all things.
May the peace and love that resonates as the aura of the universe also resonate in our aura as well. May we honor the goddess and God by recognizing it and opening our senses to its presence everywhere we go.
May we strive to sense this peace that dwells without, as well as cultivate the peace which resides within. In so doing, we share peace with our world and our planet.
May our continuing prayers for peace spread like seeds in the garden that is earth. May they grow and bear fruit to feed the masses who hunger for peace.
In gratitude for your presence and guidance.
And guidance.
May the blessing
be upon all.
So mote it be. Blessed be peace.
And thank you very much to you, Reverend Sir Arlene and Reverend Sir Eric. I really wish, I pray that by August I will visit your shrine and soon to become a temple, no? A full temple. So
it's going to be a little while.
Yeah.
Yes, the process will be a Witten Shrine, and after a year and a day, will be eligible, hopefully, to be deemed to be a proto-temple. And then 2 years after that, if we're ready, we can be a full temple. So this is the standard process for all congregational groups within the Karelian tradition.
Yeah, but you know, the time of the goddess and God is different from the time of man. It seems from our time it will be too long, but on the time of the goddess, they will, it will happen. So is there any other messages that you want our fellow peace weaver and Karelians to know from you?
May the gods be with us at all times. May they guide us to where we need to be, and may we seek peace and love in all that we do.
So
namaste. Yeah.
Namaste. So mote it be.
Eric?
Mother Goddess, Father God, beloved ancestors, we ask you to open the eyes to our fellow men, women, and everything in between, that we have way more in common than we disagree in. Once we embrace our commonalities, we will see that in infinite diversity, we understand that we are connected, that we are unique and beautiful, but we are all the same as well. We can have both. We can be unique and we can be the same. Thank you.
And
blessed
be. And blessed be peace. And with that, I thank you, Sir Erlin and Sir Eric, for coming by to lead us in this wonderful peace prayer. And I hope every one of you will also do the same. By 9 p.m. today, you light a candle and say your prayer for peace, because peace is essential in living, not just on resting on peace, but we live on peace every day. So until then, may you all blessed be peace. Mayari na pag-asa din.